whatever you have. Hey, everybody. Good evening and welcome to the glamorous town of Hightstown, New Jersey. Living clean and sober with Johnny Rags and my co-host, Ken McDonald, and a very special guest tonight.
Oh, my God.
That's Artie's job.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Art.
Good morning.
How are you, my friend?
Good. How are you tonight?
I am incredible.
I like that word, incredible.
Me too. It states just exactly how my life is. Incredible.
Nice.
I'm kind of like in a tranquil mood.
Don't give me that face.
Tranquil, very somber.
Tranquil.
Yeah.
Love it.
Very relaxed.
You said that last
serene,
week.
You know.
You don't seem serene.
I don't.
No.
Well, no,
a little
am.
Jumpy
I,
there.
I am.
He's
actually,
in a food
so.
Coma.
Yeah, he's in a food coma.
A food coma. How did you know about that?
What am I not supposed to know about that? I'm the host. I should know things like these, right, Art? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good.
How's our gracious task force going?
It's going good.
Good. Glad to hear
we're
it.
We're still in the birth stages, but...
Good. Here we are. City of Angels. There's a lot of great stuff that we offer here. If you want to find out about it, go to www.cityofangelsnj.org. Also, if you want to listen to us, you can go to www.coaradio.com.
Yes,
and the number to call in, we love to hear from you, and we love getting phone calls. And
what's
that number, that number is...
John, what's the number? I'll call.
609-902-9271.
No, I'm only kidding.
Go on our website. There's plenty of things to do. We love to have volunteers to do continue this wonderful work that this organization does. And, you know, that we keep fighting. So join us. We'd love to have you. So there we are. Started the show.
There you go.
Yeah, glad to be here. You know, another Monday, another day in Paris.
In Paris.
We're broadcasting from the Eiffel Tower tonight
or something. I don't know. I meant to say paradise.
Yeah, I figured. I know what you meant.
But
I got you.
Yeah, I mean, everything's good. You know, no complaints. Got some stuff that we want to talk about. You know, we hear a lot of, I guess, controversial things and... You know, I just think as long as I'm committed to one fellowship and doing one thing and, you know, I'll get the help I need because that's where I belong, where I belong through that commitment, you know. So I guess there's a lot of similarities and probably differences between different places that people go. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
I do agree. That was like a half-hearted agreement.
No, I agree. There's a lot of differences. I've had the opportunity to work with both fellowships. And I mean, both work, whatever your problem is. I mean, I just substitute any word for drugs because
is
that was my problem.
Yourself?
Absolutely, yes. If you remove the drugs and alcohol, I am left with myself and all of my problems, which I'm crazy. So I have a lot. So, but...
crazy meaning
a good crazy
out of just the ordinary kind of
absolutely
crazy.
Purple hair maybe and green hair.
Well, yeah, purple, gray, green.
It's not gray.
Look, whatever your flavor is, you know.
They've
what
been
I'm saying?
Debating about this since before we came on the
well,
air.
Well, you know, I mean,
I think he's colorblind.
Sometimes my perception is my reality. You know,
you're entitled to that, but it's green.
But don't forget, you have a warped perception of reality.
Yes,
so.
Yes. Sometimes. I mean, there's moments.
And a general negative outlook on life.
Look, there are moments of clarity since we're moving up.
Yeah.
To, you know, the way we
moving
think,
up,
where moving we, on
the
up.
The way we think is insanely powerful. Whatever you set your mind on, you begin to resemble.
Wow, that's very true.
So,
because duplicate? No.
Or reinvent?
Our conscience? I don't know.
In other words, our thinking manifests itself in our life. So whatever you think, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Right,
like
very
I
true.
The hair was purple.
Okay.
And I knew back it was green. But I wanted to see if I could start a fight.
Sure.
And I did.
I don't... Oh, if that was a fight then. But, yeah. But insanity, okay, we all know what insanity means, right?
Yes.
What does it mean?
I don't know. You tell me.
Oh, my God. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
Well, how about if you're not expecting, if you know the result? How about that? What's that called?
If you know the result, then you've done it already. I don't know what that means. You can fill me in now.
Well, you know, the way it's stated is doing the same things over and over, expecting different results. And that would make one think that you believe the lie that, okay, this is going to be different.
Mm.
But when my experience in the end of my act of addiction, there was no thinking it would be different.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
You see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And because of that goes beyond insanity into something that hasn't probably been defined yet. That's just stupid.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a big thing.
When you think about it in them terms, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, what would you call that? I always heard the definition, you know, Einstein's definition of insanity, or Freud, one of them. Where'd I get Einstein at? He's the mathematics guy, right? Okay. Freud came up with that. He's also the one that came up, you can't solve a problem that was conjured up by your mind, yourself.
Hmm.
Which makes sense, because you can't.
I hear you. Yes.
You buy into that, too?
I'll buy into it.
Okay. It's going to cost you a lot.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Who's buying?
It's expensive.
Oh, no, I brought my glasses with me finally.
Wow. They can't see it.
Can you see the green now, maybe?
But,
he didn't look at you with the glasses.
No, he didn't.
Well, you know, the...
He's got a lot of stuff there.
Yeah.
What's that, Neil?
You have a lot of stuff.
It talks about, you know, dealing with all aspects of the disease, not just our drug of choice.
Mm.
Mm.
Which I think the beginning, you know, obviously we can't get where we're supposed to be if we're still dealing with some kind of substance, whether it's alcohol or heroin or marijuana.
Right.
You know, we're sort of like always out of reality. So we have to put that down. And then start to begin with, like what we were just talking about, our disease thinking. Our thinking that, you know what, if I did this, it would be different.
Mm.
Thus the insanity angle.
Right, right. And a big thing that I had to learn is doing things differently. You know, after being around the program for a long time, I had to get involved in the program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to step up to the plate. I had to start listening to some people. I had to make some phone calls. You know, it's really tough dialing 10 digits, man.
It is.
You know, for real, for real. Like, we think that's real easy, but it's really hard to dial that phone and say, you know what, can you help me? Can you give me a ride? Can you pick me up? I want to go here. What are you doing tonight? Can you help me out?
Can I have a cup of coffee? You know, that reminds me. You say that a lot, and I let it go by. But I was at the Ohio Regional Convention in 1988.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my sponsor was speaking. He was doing a workshop, and I'm there, and I'm meeting all these people, and he disappears for I don't know. He had a couple hours before he was to speak, and he disappeared for at least an hour, hour and a half. And I was talking to other people, so I didn't notice he was not there. And he comes walking in the door with a phone, an actual phone. I said, what are you doing? Where'd you go? He said, oh, I had to go pick something up. So he had a phone, an actual phone with the cord, all that. So he goes in there, and he's supposed to speak, and he goes in there, the chairperson, they're all ready to go. He puts the phone on the desk, and he said, the best way to carry our message is to use this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he pointed to the phone. I thought it was ingenious at the time. Yeah,
absolutely.
I was clean maybe a hot 60 days, 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so, like, I was awestruck by that. It was like, wow.
So now the times have changed, fast forward 30-some years, right? Why is it still difficult for people to make a phone call?
Well, if you don't know the other the person on the other end, it's kind of like you're crying for help. And I mean, it's easy to, I think, because my family members, my friends are the ones that I guess, in my addiction, I guess, I hurt the most, the people that we were closest with. So when I'm trying to get clean, as for me, women was very hard for me because I was always I was a tomboy and all that stuff. So it was very hard because they say men with men, women with women. And
whoever they are.
Yeah, whoever they are. In the fellowship. And for me, women can be catty. Men can be, you know, men will co-sign my stupid stuff and women will not. So for me, women are going to call me out and that's what I needed. But to pick up a phone and say to another woman, I need help. I have X amount of days clean or I'm not clean. For me was, I struggled my whole first year of, when I got clean the first time. And I kind of just stuck around and kind of just dibble dabbled with the fellowship and, you know, but again, it's hard to, for me to cry to somebody I don't know, but it was the best thing I ever did when I actually did start picking up the phone. And people would, you know, especially because I'm new in this fellowship, people start picking me up for rides, pick me up for coffee, you know, do you want to just do this? And that's hard for me. It's very awkward at first. But I've gained such beautiful women in my life from just simply saying I need help. And these people that work a program, they help. They're there. I mean, these rooms love me till I love myself. And with 30 days clean, I'm not quite there yet. So, I mean, I have
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yesterday was 30 days.
Congratulations.
A month clean, yes.
That's a milestone.
Miraculous.
Oh, my God.
Keep it up. You never have to have 30 days
no,
clean
I don't.
Again, you know.
I don't.
You never
don't.
Have to have 30 days clean again.
So keep Thank you for that. Forward. And today's my birthday.
Wow.
Happy birthday.
27 years old, sober and clean.
All right, so let's do a little spin here on all these things you said were reasons why you couldn't do things. So when we were using, we could cop off of people we didn't know. We could ask where the best bag on the street. Oh, he just OD'd. Where did he cop?
Yes. Yep. Yep.
Now, different mindset, I guess, but the same person. It wasn't difficult to do it then. But now all of a sudden it's difficult. We get all these feelings put in the way. Well, you know what? They're probably busy. He works all day. I used to make decisions why not to call people instead of just picking up the phone and calling. I was always invited to call. Give me a call if you need anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
By people. And I still, they asked me to call and I still didn't.
Because it becomes real.
Exactly. You feel everything today.
Why don't we want it to be real?
Because fantasy is better than reality.
So is that insanity? Is fantasy a form of insanity?
I don't know. It's a borderline denial type thing. Because in my fantasy, I always win.
Nice. Well, someone once said to me, drugs give me all the dreams and recovery makes them possible. You know, when you dream, when you're on drugs, you say, oh, I'm going to do this or I'm going to have this. And then you get clean. And you can actually go after them.
Yeah, well, in our book, it says, lost dreams awaken, new possibilities arise.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the dreams, I won't deny, and the sweet dreams I had when I was using, but they were fantasy-based, most of them. Like, I wanted to be an astronaut. You know what I mean? But the real reason why we don't do that is our junkie pride. That's why we don't call.
You were an astronaut. Travel to different worlds.
Oh, I was on a lot of different planets. That's
quick thinking.
Good, Art. Artie's on top of it tonight. You can't get nothing by him tonight.
Nice, Artie. Way to bring your
good job, my brother.
Way to bring your agent.
Hey, and you know what? We pulled up and it's warm out and it's beautiful. There's no ice. We didn't have to debate on having a show because there was ice or sleet or snow on the ground. And
you know, so
that.
Just moving forward, I mean, sometimes the terminology is different. I have to get used to these.
I guess that's what it is.
But they're a fellowship. reading glasses.
Wow, really?
You know, a friend I hooked up, you know, she hooked me up.
A friend.
That is very cool.
A friend, yes. You know, little.
A friend.
Reading
a friend.
Glasses. But anyway, the terminology is still different. But we're all trying to accomplish the same thing.
Recovery.
So it really doesn't matter, does it? The thing is if you're committed to one fellowship, which I am, and I believe you are.
I am.
John. And Miss Stacy, you're committed to one fellowship as well.
Yes.
Today.
Today.
So you celebrated your anniversary. Where did you go to celebrate?
I went to a women's meeting.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Celebrated with women out on Route 33.
Let there be light.
And it was amazing. It was awesome.
Good.
My sponsor was there, my sponsee sisters. And I'm just coming back. So 30 days is a big deal.
Absolutely.
It's a big deal. It's all a big deal, but I couldn't even fathom 30 days ago me sitting here with you guys, you know, doing anything. And just, oh my God, in 30 days so much has happened and I just have to stay humble. And I'm very grateful. The gratitude is definitely there. My family is supporting me today. It's amazing. It is amazing. I mean, I don't have another word for it.
That's a great word.
I'm enthusiastic. That was your word last week.
Yeah. Enthusiastic is a spiritual thing.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
You know, one would not think about enthusiastic as being a spiritual word.
No, I wouldn't, but...
Right? You wouldn't?
No, I wouldn't.
I never did until I heard it.
Hmm.
And it's like, wow, it made sense how it was explained.
Yeah, it's God-centered.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we get excited about what we're doing here. We get excited, I know I do, about things in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a convention last weekend, and we were talking about the show and who was coming on and all that, and someone said to me, who wasn't a part of the conversation, but they were standing there. They said, oh, are you somebody that I should know? It's like, what? What does that mean? I didn't know what they meant. I said, oh, you mean radio show, host,
celebrity,
all that.
Oh, yeah.
Like celebrity status,
that's
fame.
Not happening here.
I said, actually.
It's not. This is selfless service.
It's very humbling. And I'm more humble than I've ever been with all the great stuff going on in my life.
Mm.
I've learned how to downplay all that nonsense that my head would want to believe about myself, because that's how I got high in 08 after 20 years clean.
Oh, wow.
I was arrogant.
Ego.
You know, and I, you know, once I spoke out in Hawaii, I was like, you couldn't come near me. In my head, not, you know, not physically, but what I mean by that was, like, you had to talk to me.
Mm.
In my head, I thought that. And it was a humiliating and embarrassing departure, let me tell you.
Right, well, I'm sure that would be different this day and age, John. You know,
I don't get you.
With having some,
not following
having steps under your belt.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
Just being
very different.
With that opportunity and that, you know, engagement or whatever kind of goes through the squirrel factory, right? And you know how you're living your life, and you know that being humble is very, very important.
Mm.
You don't separate yourself. Because I've kind of felt the same way over time, that, you know what, I didn't really need to do a whole lot of this because my life was good, you know. And I learned, like you, you know, with the whole, you know, separation.
Yeah.
It was easier to separate myself from this whole process than turn it up a notch.
Yeah.
And get more involved. So,
well, it's easy to get into when you're going to a meeting and you're contemplating, well, am I going to bring the Lexus or the Benz?
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, and the big house, the corner lot, you know,
which was
the biggest on the thing, and that's how my life was before I. You know.
I have to constantly remind myself where I was, or rewind the tape, And because I have lost 3 years in recovery, and it was pure ego, not calling my sponsor anymore, not working steps, and I just got, like you said, arrogant in my program. And I mean, I never had a Lexus or anything, but think about whatever I was going to bring to the meeting. But again, yeah, I got arrogant, and I took advantage of my life, and I took my will back. I think that was the biggest thing, because when I run my life, it's no good. So I completely shut myself out, thinking I was too good or I had this. And someone said, the second you think you have this, let it go.
That's an interesting statement. Took your will back. Did you know what you were taking back? Or was it?
Well, my character defects all started shining through. And yeah, I took my will back. Because eventually, I mean, with the third step,
you started doing things
my way or the highway. I didn't care who.
I was always interested in what that meant. Like, do you really know?
Well, there's not
a. Really know what
I'm different when I walk with my higher power. I'm different. A very different person. Absolutely. So when I have that.
Keep walking with them.
Yeah, I will. Keep coming back.
Absolutely. I got nowhere else to go.
I'm out of options.
Exactly.
I said that at the podium yesterday when I was reading that. I'm like, and I don't think anybody caught it. Why are we here? Nowhere else to go. That's why.
Yeah.
That's very
simple. Is there an acronym for that?
For what?
Nowhere else to go. Marty, help me out here.
I don't know. I'd have to.
If anybody could think of that, it would be you.
But no, I mean, if you really think about it, I mean, where are you going to go? I guess you could find other places to go after you do what you're supposed to be doing, you know, in terms of fulfilling your life. There's lots of, you have lots of choices. I remember, you know, 2.5 years ago, I didn't have much of a choice. You know, I needed to get off of empty at 6:30 in the morning. I mean, empty.
Mm.
That was the only choice I had.
Ouch.
Not to go visit someone or make a phone call or whatever.
No phone conversations, no texting.
Not a whole lot of time.
No, nothing.
Until that happened.
No phone, actually.
No, I threw my phone away. I don't want to talk to people anymore. Trash.
Lonely existence.
Yes, yes.
Well, a lot of good things happen when,
existence, that's
when
the
you
word.
Do the right thing, because we had the opportunity last night to be there for someone who was really, really down and out. And, you know, it was quite a gift for me. I mean, I complain about it, but it meant a lot to the person that we were doing that.
It did. So. It did. I'm glad we put it together and showed up and everything worked out. And even though it was much of a surprise that, you know, we would be representing, that threw me off. I want you to represent me in there. I'm like, really?
Represent.
Okay. How does one do that?
I've been perpetrator. Yeah. Perpetrating a fraud.
You know, and we walked in like gentlemen of honor.
Yeah, we were dressed nice.
You know.
Presented yourself well.
We looked good, felt good, played good.
And you smell good.
And smell good.
That's always nice.
No, but the whole thing, you know, I mean, just kind of.
That's amazing. You helped another addict.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Correct the mundo.
Well, that's what it's all about.
With something that was extremely personal.
Oh.
Yeah.
So to kind of just break down all those barriers, say, all right, and not fight with them and say, hey, you got to do this.
It's not easy.
You made a decision. We were upset at the decision, but.
Well, could you tell yourself when you're using, you got to do this or that? Or did you see yourself ever getting clean when you're out there?
No, I was destined to die.
Exactly.
Actually, I welcome death.
Addicts are very tough.
It was for me. And I'm really glad that it didn't happen, Art.
I guess we're all glad that you're here.
Watch what you wish for.
Yeah.
No, I don't wish anymore. I mean, I really believe that I'm being led. I mean, we talk a lot about being led to do, to fulfill this prophecy. I really believe that I'm supposed to be clean. Because it's sort of like I don't know, it kind of goes with me.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, this is who I'm supposed to be.
It's made me who I am. I know that for a fact. My mother always says it's your calling to help other addicts. And
I could see that.
I mean, I love it. I mean, I wouldn't have became an interventionist or done anything with my life if God, and if I didn't work the 12 steps, you know, they say, you know, in the end, having had a spiritual awakening. Now for me, it was just about helping the other addict. Cause it's, you see yourself in their eyes. Like they're so hopeless. They're so gone. And like someone will see helpless. I see hopeless, you know, they see, you know, someone who's playing, you know, feel bad for them or whatever. I see a victim. You know, it's not like we woke up one day and said, hey, I want to be a heroin addict. You know, that didn't happen to me. Progression. And I, like you said, I love that you said that being clean was definitely getting my life was definitely a journey that I think God put me on, because there were plenty of times that I shouldn't have made it out. And I did. And when I woke up 30 days ago, I said, you know what? God kept me alive for a reason. You know, it's my job to help another addict. And that's exactly what I will do. And that's exactly what I do. I mean, I had the privilege to help a good friend who was 4 days clean last night at the meeting. And you know, it's, and again, like I have to just keep rewinding the tape, like where I was, and just keep that fresh, because when I forget that and I take advantage of all the great things in my life, I know that I will go right back out. And today that's just not an option. It's life or death for all of us. So live or die. And I choose to live.
Nice. I like that.
Thank you.
Because it is a choice. But under the influence?
No, yeah. No,
it's desperation.
Which turns into a gift, right, Artie?
Which turns into
hope.
But
anyway, you were thinking that, you know, the differences and similarities between fellowships, but, you know, basically both are effective because it depends on the members being honest, open-minded, and willing to kind of help each other. You know, so it really doesn't matter where you go. I mean, pick your flavor, you know what I mean? Make a commitment, because it says that people that are honest, which that's something we need to be, because we can't get help if we're lying.
Nope.
You know, because there's no help that's needed.
Honesty is the antidote to our disease thinking.
I heard that quote before, yes. You know, when being open, being able to have a conversation and say, you know what, this is what I was thinking about doing. What do you think?
And I usually get,
do?
Ha, 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 ha. Just some of my best
like
thinking.
That.
I you know what? It's really crazy because I don't really think much about what I'm going to do. It's weird. I really don't.
Just let the cards play right. As they are. Just let things fall.
No, I follow the inner, you know, the part of my soul that hardly has ever touched.
So is
that's
that what
deep.
Is that what you do now? Or is that what you did?
No, that's
prior
what I
to
do
recovery.
Now. Oh, prior to my recovery, I'd rob your eyes out of your head prior to my recovery.
So what
I'm saying, when I'm led, and that feeling of being led is just unmistakable. I never recognized it before.
Right.
Which what I'm trying to say is the journey through the 12 steps allows me to follow where I'm being led.
Right.
Now, can it be twisted and sordid sometimes?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. But when I get that still small voice inside of me that's telling me, always told me the right thing, but I never listened until now. Because here's a story, real quick. I was listening to this guy, and I always admired this guy. I heard a few tapes, and he was from Arizona, and I heard him speaking one morning, and I finally met him. I met him in Maryland, and we got to talking, and he spoke, and he said, you look outside, you see the trees, you see the birds, you see the animals. You think they stress about having to meet the mortgage? You think they worry about if they have enough food or enough water? They don't, do they?
No.
And they're not even God's favorites. We are.
Aww.
And then he goes on to say, get out of his way and let him. Never forgot that. And I heard that
I really
25
like that.
Years ago. But think about it. It's
nice.
True.
That is so true. No.
Yeah.
The
like
birds,
that.
The trees, they have everything that they need. They don't have to move to do anything. And they're not even God's favorites. We are. about that.
I really do like that.
And it's sort of like that path. Like, you know, my well sucks.
Yep.
Period. So I know, I you know, and I'm not one of these people say I know what God's will isn't for me. No, I have a clear picture of God's well, what God's will is for me. And it's the truth. And it's about me making this my life's work to reach out and help addicts.
Mm. Right, and that's exactly Simple. What we're doing here.
That's what
exactly
I
what right, we're right. doing here.
We're helping here other people every day.
Hope.
I mean, holding me accountable just to come today is another reason just to keep pushing forward. You know?
Good.
It really is. You guys help me. It's amazing.
And you help us.
And we all help
this
each other.
This is true.
Yeah,
so we all help each other.
Do you ever hear somebody say sponsorship is like using a bar of soap? You both stay clean on one bar of soap.
It's the kind buddy system.
It's true. When my sponsor told me that I help her more than I help that she, I help her more than she helps me. I'm like, what are you talking about? What do I really have to offer you right now besides hectic, you know, crazy stuff? But when I started sponsoring, it was, I totally agreed. I totally could see, you know. Just, again, ever reminding me, you know, that we're not alone. I mean, that's what I learned in these rooms.
Never
is
alone.
I'm not alone.
It's funny. There's a movie that says we are not alone. I forget what movie it was.
Yeah, probably anyway. A lot of movies.
We reached the top of the hour. You're listening to Living Clean and Sober with Johnny Rags and my co-host, Ken McDonald. Go to our website and see some of the great stuff we do. www.cityofangelsnj.org. Or if you want to listen to the show, coaradio.com.
And go to the Living Clean and Sober page, and all the past shows are up there on demand.
Artie, you are beautiful.
Yes, they are.
And the number to call in is 609-902-9271. Love to hear from you in our ongoing attempt to help our brothers and sisters who are either in recovery or trying to get there.
Yeah, or, you know, family members. Let's not leave them out, John. Not that we did.
Hell no, we can't leave the family members out.
You know, somebody has a question. Hey, I think my son's up to something, or my daughter didn't come home last night.
Speaking of that, my mom actually had somebody reach out to her that she went to high school with and talking about how her son is struggling, and I won't, you know, no names. But she actually told him to listen in tonight because my daughter is... Oh, man, what was his name? I can get the name. I'll get that name for you.
You know what? Names aren't important.
No.
If he's listening,
he knows who he is.
Him.
Exactly.
Say, hey, if you're listening.
Hey, if you're listening, we're ready. Right.
Absolutely. Right. His son is struggling.
Give us a call, cuz.
I mentioned,
we'll help you.
You know, these men were, you know, fabulous guys to reach out to and, you know, thanks. A city of angels. And his son is struggling with pills and all that. And you know what's crazy today? My mom can be like proud to be like, oh, well, you know what? My daughter's clean. You know, I mean, before
I'm
it's
sure
like,
she
how's Stacy doing? She's doing good. Yeah. No, Stacy wasn't doing good. But today she's like proud to say my daughter's in recovery. You know,
beautiful.
Call her, you know, and I can be there.
Short time.
Yes. Yes. In a very short time. And my mom's a tough cookie, but... She is she's amazing today.
That's because it's past the don't tell me, show me stage.
Absolutely.
Right.
I mentioned last week, like, I'd earned that seat. Like, my brother and my sister are very still skeptical, I guess.
We talked to them.
Yes,
too,
we did talk to them last week.
Very nice people.
And they happened to be the ones that called in, and it was crazy. But
it is.
Oh, my
it
God.
Is good.
The gratitude.
They picked
mean.
Up the phone. It was heavy, but they picked it up.
Yeah.
But
there you go.
But
dialed the number.
Past that don't tell me, show me stage.
You're right.
You know what I mean? I mean, you can only get so much lip service and then
absolutely.
You really need to see
action.
That's right. Good point,
yeah.
Artie.
No, yeah.
Very good.
Artie, last week, my mother
Artie
would have not given me.
Three pertinent points tonight. He's on his game.
I swear.
I'm good for the month, no?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Your A game tonight.
He
man.
Did, man. He ain't
He's
playing.
On fire.
I'm thinking about switching chairs with him. I should go over there. I should come over here.
Well, maybe there's some spontaneous knowledge out of that chair.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where that thing
is. He's in the hot seat tonight.
Anyway, you know, the moment of clarity.
He seemed a little
we
groggy tonight, didn't he?
He seemed a little, like, let's just get this
I'm
over with.
Now
I know, I could tell. That'll wake you up, baby. What do you got, Ken?
Well, you know, I mean, just moments of clarity. We talk about recovery. It delivers on everything that our addiction promises, and being able to change our perspective is crucial. You know, look, when I was 17 and I wanted to be the drug dealer, the drugs promised me everything.
When I was
the
17.
Cars, the girls, the fun, the excitement, the staying out late. And within 5 years, it took it all away.
Very short time.
When I was 17, there was no cell phones. We had three TV channels.
Yeah. And when the lights on the street went out.
UHF. There was UHF, channel 48.
Surprisingly, my I still grew up like
17. We actually got like six channels.
And 29, right?
It was an exciting time.
We had six or seven, I think, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Three, six, and 10.
You didn't have to pay for
it. The community phone line, when the phone rang, like six families answered it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Party
line. I was excited for a room phone number. There was no cell phones.
You know, we were doing good. We had a phone in the basement. On the wall, because our basement was fixed. We had a bar down there. And all. Yeah. So if I had to have a...
Had to have the bar.
had to throw that, yeah.
Well, my father owned a bar, so he built a bar in the basement too. So, but we had a... If I had to have a secret conversation, I would go downstairs. And,
yeah. Well, they had a conversation?
Yeah, I had a lot of them. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I know. My mom put a lock on the phone, the rotary thing. You couldn't dial.
Oh, you couldn't turn it.
Right.
Yeah.
Call in if you remember them rotary phones. We'll love to hear from you, too. That's our era, I hate to say.
I know. Well, you know, we all met on the corner, you know what I mean? We didn't make phone calls. Right. We didn't send a text message.
No, we didn't have
our phone call was, yo, you over there.
Yo, whoa, over there.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Lights on, gotta go.
Oh wait, he's ready to buy. Let me get down the end there.
Yeah, so anyway, you know, we can't change what happened to us. It happened and it's over with. Mm-hmm. It's in the past. So, but we were talking about choices, and it says that we can choose purpose, determination, and joy in the midst of it all. Which that's what we're kind of doing here. We choose to be here. We choose to participate. We choose to do what you did yesterday for your celebration and, you know, all the things. And, you know, Johnny and I to help a brother out. And
we have a purpose.
You have a purpose, yeah.
We do. We have a purpose.
Doesn't that feel good?
You know, and I didn't, yeah, really, it does. I didn't really seem like sad because I went to two funerals over the weekend. Mm. One Saturday and then one Sunday. I was really glad to be there. It was kind of weird to be there in support. Not that I like the...
Oh, I'm like, please explain.
Support explain. My friend. Be there. Be part of his family.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I didn't feel like an outsider or some stand-in or whatever. I felt like, you know what? He's my friend. I should be there for him. Mm-hmm. Even though he's saying he's okay.
You know, of course.
Don't we all say we're okay?
Yeah.
Tough thing to admit. But you know what? To be present, make a choice, and all that stuff's good, man. You know what I mean? Like,
it is. You got a lot of data over there.
Yeah, well, huh? You know what? I mean, I'm you
Ken
know.
No, I feel so unprepared. Yeah, I have, like, no, nothing.
All you have is cake.
I have cake.
Well, no, you are prepared. You're here. You've celebrated.
And well, next time I'm going to bring 5 minutes. I'm going to outdo you next time.
You're talking about
if there's
I
a
like
next
that.
Time. Yeah.
But we got it. You know, we got a little.
I'm going to have a purpose.
Going on. You know, what do you got for that? All right.
We talked about, you know, some thoughts for the month. I mean,
ooh, yeah, it's on. Uh-oh. It is uh-oh. On, baby.
Uh-oh.
Well, look.
Rock 'em, sock 'em, robots. Remember them?
Physical, mental, and spiritual.
Spiritual.
Okay, so we've talked about, you know, the spiritual things tonight. So mentally, you know, to learn, to read, to do things, to kind of.
Absolutely.
You know, expand your thinking. That's all this is doing for us.
Yeah. I mean, when I first got clean, I could not even make a doctor's appointment. I was like a fetus to a newborn world. It was, I'm serious. I couldn't, I got sick and I'm like asking everyone, how do I call the doctor? How do I do this? Because in my addiction, I'm not.
You never got sick.
Dope sick maybe, but I saw, that's the truth, but
I never had the flu or anything.
No, I mean, yeah, no.
I never had the flu.
But I'm serious. I knew nothing.
Every other day.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I didn't have a cold for 20 years, so I'm thinking, you know.
I couldn't do anything. I was so, I don't want to say, I was helpless. Like, and then, I mean, as time, I mean, it progressed, I would get myself, you know, more as an adult. But again, like I couldn't do anything when I first got sober. When I first got clean, I didn't do anything. No, but all I knew how to do was buy drugs and do drugs.
No, I mean, it doesn't matter what word you use. As long as you're committed to, you know, a specific purpose and unified with people that we were talking about, honesty, how important. Look, I hang out with people that I believe live an honest life.
Well, that's good.
You know, not only through word, but actually seeing. Not that I'm looking, but we're together.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, so you kind of see what we all go through and what we're doing and what we're saying and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, as long as you're doing that, you know, whether you're, you know, clean or sober, I mean, it's,
yeah.
You know, the big thing is
there's a difference between the fellowship right there, clean and sober.
That's well, yeah, well, that was a good movie, actually. I enjoyed it. I watched
Michael
it a few
Keaton.
Times. Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it
Which
was
one?
A really
Clean
good...
Clean and Sober.
Oh, there was a... I didn't even know that.
Yeah. There's a few other ones, too, that I thought were very interesting. And
28 Days.
28 Days was great. Love her, Sandra. I mean, come on.
Sandra Bullock.
You know, why
Oh, that's
you?
My girl.
You know what I'm saying?
I love
like,
her.
Tough to the point.
Oh, yeah.
You know, great actress. You know, she really did a good job displaying... From day one to day 28. Mm.
And you know what
I... everything that happens in between.
It's funny how you put that, because it stimulates my thinking.
Stimulates your thinking. Yeah.
And I thought that when I'm watching a movie, I get so engrossed and encapsulated in the movie, I bet that word, huh? That I actually think that it's real.
Hmm.
You know, and then I think... Because this is how nuts I am, I think. Well, when they're not, like, doing a scene or anything, they're laughing, joking, all that. Because, like, I take characters who, like, criminals and they're mean and all that, and then I think, wonder how they are in real life.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Does anybody else do that?
I do that all the time.
Well, yeah, I mean, their lives are, you know, like our lives.
Yeah.
I mean, stuff happens to them.
Yeah.
They put their pants on just like me.
By the way, before I forget, I want to thank...
You would never forget.
Yeah, I want to thank Peyton Manning for all the service he's done.
Yes.
Did you hear him at the Super Bowl? I'm going to go home and drink some beers.
Budweiser. Made sure he said Budweiser.
Yeah. Yeah. But right, I'm not a huge fan of it.
And two other shout-outs I need. Right?
We have shout-outs?
A couple of shout-outs?
Shout-outs.
No, you are shout-out. No.
Shout-outs.
Shout-outs. I'm shout-out.
Like okay. Credits, whatever.
Okay.
First of all, for the birthday girl.
Oh,
birthday.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Clean. Clean.
And the crowd cheers.
That's right.
Oh, okay. I was wondering. I was like, what is that?
He's
is that
the narrator.
He is the narrator.
Also,
I was at a birthday party Friday night.
He was at a birthday party and a funeral. So from one end of the spectrum to the other.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Was it the same event?
Oh, God.
Artie, he's golden tonight, bro. Mike, 10 years. Congratulations.
Nice.
Right. I did send them.
And
message, yeah.
The ever famous Whitey has 1 year today, and
nice.
I love him.
Brian, congrats. Yeah.
Congratulations, my dear friend. I love you.
My sponsee sister just picked up 9 months last night, too.
What's her name?
Megan.
Congratulations, Megan. 9 months. Yes.
She's amazing.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yep.
That's miraculous. That's miraculous, I say.
Keep it going, man. That's good. You know?
Don't tell me to go. I will keep it going. What do we got? We word for the week yet?
Well,
word of the weekish?
You know, I...
Come on, what do you got?
Well, you know what? I think this was such a really, you know, good show, the way it kind of all came together and, you know, some people that were unable to make it. And then, of course, we have, you know, participation and... You know, making a commitment, showing up and all that. I think it was pretty spiritual. So that's my word for the week, actually, spiritual.
Spiritual.
You know.
Do you remember the
doing
word?
Doing things
Go ahead.
That...
What is that?
Doing unseen things for unseen reasons. Let me Google this word. Hold on a minute.
What word's that? Spiritual?
Yeah. I mean, I want to hear what Webster has to say. I mean, you know, I put my spin on things, and most of the time I'm off the mark.
You think?
Yeah. Hate to admit it, but it is what
Who
it is.
Who doesn't? Right?
Huh?
Who doesn't hate
to? Trying to think of my word of the week.
Well, guys, keep on going. Keep on going.
With well, I want to welcome to the team.
Why look this
Oh,
up.
My gosh.
One Stacy.
I am so, oh, my God. I got to stop using the word grateful or gratitude. I'm just completely, oh, my God, exhilarated. I'm trying to think of big words because you guys are outdoing me. Just, oh, my God. Such a humbling, like I said, humbling experience.
This isn't a competition. We're not out doing anything.
Well, I'm competitive, okay? Well, I'm just
you
kidding.
You better leave it at home when you come on again.
You better hush it over there, boy. Better check yourself. No, just kidding.
Before you wreck yourself.
No, I was going to say it. Mr. Ken.
Well, Mr. Ken.
No,
Mr.
I'm...
Mr. Ken.
This is...
Did you see the memo about this?
Yo, that's the
that's
thing
the
work.
Best, bro.
That's the thing at work. They asked me about paper trails, right? I got papers in my back pocket. I'm like, here's my paper trail. I don't have time to type.
Damn. So, did you come up with anything inspiring?
Well, you know what? Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot what Stacy was saying about spiritual and. You know, off the chain.
I love you, Ken. We gotta get the tension. Cut it with the cake.
Well, I mean, here's one. You know, the way people treat you is a statement about who they are.
Oh, yes.
As a human being, it is not a statement about you. So, you know, we all say, hey, you know, I like to treat people how I like to be treated. And I can say maybe 90% of the time I try to do that. But there are times that I can't believe the reference. Shit. I can't. Look, if this was on film,
this is picturesque, Mark.
Picturesque.
How come you're not doing this?
I did it earlier.
Yeah, we got some footage.
Wow, you know. But anyway, look. I mean, it's hard to do, but. You know, another one is that you can't start the next chapter of your life if you keep rereading the last one. And, you know, I remember how hard it was to overcome some of the, man, wreckage, bro. I mean, you talk about a big bag of bad feelings and events. That was me, man, walking around. And I had to let all that go.
Well, how about...
I couldn't start over.
How about that, but bringing it on, still having it years later? How about that dilemma? Conundrum.
Like last night.
Yeah.
I know.
That's a conundrum. What is a conundrum anyway? All right, you got that for me?
I don't feel like Googling any more words.
He don't want to Google anymore.
He doesn't want
What was you saying?
Well, you've been on your phone. You might as well figure it out then.
What was the word? I
don't conundrum. Know how to spell it. C O N. Let me try this. You and I was a spelling bee champion.
So we're off the spiritual.
Were you?
Yes, I was.
Kind of. You know, we're off that spiritual kind of quote thing.
I guess. Yeah,
I mean, I like the word of the week.
A confusing,
I mean,
it's
spiritual.
Difficult problem.
Thank you, Artie.
Or question. One of the most difficult conundrums in the as the experts for the experts. A question asked for amusement, typically one with a pun. In its answer.
A pun. Pardon the pun. What is a pun anyway? A pun.
I'm not sure.
Sounds like somebody just didn't feel like finishing the word. Called it a pun. Right?
I always thought like a pun was a sick joke. Like.
No, it's something that sounds like something. Is that already? Is that right?
I don't even want to know what I thought. The chess thing, pawn. That's what I was thinking.
Right, right.
What'd you think? I had an accent? Pun?
I think John was referring to pun, P-U-N.
Pun, P-U-N.
No, yeah. No, I was just
like
being goofy.
Part of you. Punta Cana.
Right, that's a nice place.
I like it.
I'm going to get there one day.
Come on, Art. What do you got, baby?
You know what I've been working on since we're talking about spiritual? Do things that only God sees.
Also called panamorosia is a form of wordplay that suggests two or more meanings.
Play on words. Okay, gotcha. Good job. All
right. Which is kind of like sick humor, right? Play on words.
I don't know.
Semantics, maybe?
That's what's another semantics? Good word.
Like, I'm done.
Look at what you're doing up for. I mean, come on
poor
now.
Poor guy's exhausted when he leaves here.
Put him to work.
Too big to be typing in on phone.
Play on words. I forgot that's what it meant.
Play on words.
When you say to somebody, no pun intended or pardon the pun.
Right,
no
right.
No pun intended.
So in other words, you're preparing them for something.
For your idiocy.
Right.
Huh?
Idiocy. You guys are on fire.
I know. We are lighting.
I'm going to have to
up.
Get a dictionary.
We're
oh, let me not get competitive over here.
No, please don't.
Please don't. No. I'm only going to have 5 vanilla envelopes.
I love the exchange. This is awesome.
Well, it's a matter of priorities, you know. So our priority is to, carry a message to someone who may be listening, to let them know that there's help available here. They can call in, or I'm not sure the website www.coaradio.com,
and you
where
can,
our archived shows are.
Yep, you could visit the Living Clean and Sober show, our paid show on that website, and all of our shows are on demand there, so you can go back and listen to everything.
I like that on demand. Sounds really.
Yeah, so I guess to sum it up, it's a matter of priorities, right? What are you going to do when you wake up? You're going to make a phone call if you need help. You're going to ask God to help you.
Oh, absolutely.
Are we going to invite Him into our day? You know, hey, help me, man. I'm walking out the door.
Like, you know what I was just thinking?
You never know what can happen.
When
I don't think
that.
You need to invite him. I think he's already there.
Wow, I like that.
Woo! He's killing it.
Change.
He is killing
We're switching it. Switching seats next
he's
week.
He's killing
That's,
it.
That's I just lost my seat.
Up right close and personal with Artie.
Absolutely. Bring it, man.
Not to be confused with Artie Lang. This is our Artie.
Oh, our Artie.
We're Arthur Woodward. From CCAR. I had people at last week's recovery coach class ask me if I was the art from Artisms.
Artisms.
Artisms. Wow.
Art Woodward from the recovery community in Connecticut actually has all these artisms that we end up sharing at the recovery coach classes.
Gotcha.
Nice. My life is...
What are you packing up?
Very fulfilling.
You know, still got time.
That's one word to describe my life, fulfilling.
How about you?
Describe one word.
Think.
Today I'm determined. How about that?
Determined. I like it.
Determined.
Chase my recovery like I chased my drugs.
That's right.
Right.
And if you do that, my dear, you will never have a problem. Never.
Chase your sponsor till you're out of breath.
That's right. That's what I was told.
Yeah.
How many of us do that?
Artie's on his game, man. He's
it.
Like, our ratings are going to be way off this week.
Right. Right. Well, look, we got like an anniversary date, right?
Yeah. Huh?
We decided on an anniversary.
Yes,
date.
We did. We're going to have our big show.
And when is it, guys?
It's May 17th.
Nice.
May 16th.
The 16th.
Oh, God.
May 16th.
Get it together.
Yeah.
2-hour show, extravaganza.
Day late and hour short. That's me.
So we'll be 7:30 to 9:30 then.
Absolutely.
So if
we're
you were
have...
a guest on our show, you need to get in touch with us so we can line you up for that night.
That's right. And you can feel free to call. If you think of it, 3 o'clock in the morning, call this number, 609-902-927.
Because I'll answer it.
We will answer it.
I'll answer it.
Right.
That's great.
What about you, John?
What yeah.
What about life? Me?
Huh?
One word? Let me think on that. I did throw some very intelligent words out.
You did.
In this program.
Very intelligent, yes.
What was that word?
Yeah, that's what I can't think of it. I know exactly what you're talking about.
What was that word?
No. The one you said earlier on? Yeah.
Captivating or whatever?
Captivating.
No.
A captivated audience, which is what we always have.
That's two words.
Well, captivated, quote unquote, audience.
It was a captivating conundrum.
Conundrum, that was one of the words. That's
with a pun.
On the side.
My word is... You're killing me, Art. You're killing me.
Dun, dun, dun.
Maybe the perfect lead in.
I was unprepared.
Go.
Stacy just hurt herself on it.
I did.
All right, forget it. The
moment pissed.
Yeah, it's a. It's not a moment.
John, well, look, I mean,
one word.
Next week you're gonna.
How about this one? Okay, and I'm gonna explain to you why I used it. Resuscitation.
We're totally silent.
Yeah.
I know, I'm baffled.
Resuscitate someone. Resuscitation?
I mean, I have an idea.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Where do you think I'm going with that?
You were brought back to life.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. That's good.
Kill that cricket, will you? Yeah, what do you think? Is that what you think about it?
What, he said it. Resuscitate someone.
Who?
You know, give, I don't know. Going from dead to being alive, or be
you're he said it.
He
Ken.
He.
Yeah, and where? What did I mean by it?
You tell me.
No, you tell me. I asked you.
Oh my God!
What do you think?
Well, the love.
What's your?
When you're bringing somebody back to life.
Exactly. So we're in the depths of sorrow and self pity and
out of the darkness into the light.
There you go.
I like it.
We resuscitate into human beings. Living skills reduced to the animal level. Because the way I used, you had to be an animal.
Mm.
There was nothing good about it. And then we're resuscitated. Am I saying that right?
Yeah. Of course you're saying.
We're literary geniuses on here.
Oh my God.
Words are big for us. You better come heavy or don't come at all on this show.
I'm trying to think, but nothing's happening.
Well, yeah, John, I mean, you know, foregoing the parts of, you know, the only problem with literature sometimes is language.
Language.
So, you know, I mean, we can't follow by the book, but I really like that word because, you know what, the love of what's going on here.
A lot of love.
City of Angels.
So much love.
And the ability to be able to receive it. Has resuscitated me.
Listen, we're not in English class. I didn't ask you to put it in a sentence or nothing. But
can you use it? Can you use it in a vowel? Can you use it in a sentence?
Can I buy a vowel?
Yeah, you want to buy a vowel?
Consonants three.
What's good, man? I mean, everything.
What's good?
You know what?
It's all good, baby.
Life is good.
It's all good in the hood.
Even when I think things aren't good. They turn out to be good.
See, you, the magic word, think. Think, you said.
Yeah. Well, sometimes that's
what
when
do you
I
think,
make. Bar? That's when I make my first mistake.
I try not to.
Yeah, me too. I get in trouble that way.
Don't hurt yourself.
So, we got exciting things going on. We got two anniversaries that I mentioned. Your friend has 9 months.
9 months.
It's all good. It's miraculous stuff.
Right.
We got the show, the anniversary of it. Artie's bringing the cold cuts and all that and the rolls and stuff like that.
I'll have to talk to Kevin.
Stacy's going to be our greeter.
Yes, I am. With purple hair and green hair.
Purple, green.
That's
very,
this week.
Very beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet them.
What's it
going to
be by then?
What? I'm sorry.
What's it going to be by then?
I'm willing to
I
bet
saved
them
a patch. I did.
Colors are changing.
No, so, oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, it would be.
Got to get more green, man. St. Patrick's Day is coming
What's
up.
What's a one-year anniversary? What is that? What is it?
Well, it would have been in November,
paper?
But...
Yeah. Well, we had some technical difficulties.
It was a two-month thing.
So...
Sorry.
The hell was that? You okay?
Yes.
Okay. We are...
I'm out of gas, man.
Getting down to the bottom here. Artie, great show.
Thank you, Artie.
Great show. Stacey, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
So here's some information. As I said, we welcomed Stacey to the team tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's an honor and a privilege.
Happy birthday again.
Thank you.
The birthday girl.
To this one here. And, you know, we got a lot of exciting things going on. Again, go to our website, www.cityofangelsnj.org. And check out all the neat stuff. We always need help. You know, volunteer your time. You know, whatever you can give us, we appreciate it. So, you know, that's pretty much it. If you want to be on the show, be a guest on the show, just give us a call. You can call on my number, 267-338-5077. You could email me at john@treatmentready.com.
Have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Done.
Chasing down the days of fear, chasing down a dream before it disappeared. I was aching to be somewhere near. Your voice was all I heard. I was shaking from a storm.